There's a really interesting story in The Telegraph, which is not something you say every day when you handle the Daily Telegraph. Make buses and trains free for a year, says Union. The Union is the Transport Salaried Staff Association. Their leader has demanded public transport should be provided free because of the Iran war. According to The Telegraph, this would cost taxpayers more than £17 billion. But what price can you put on free travel and the joy that that might bring? I'm joined by Bruce Williamson from the campaign group Rail Future. Morning, Bruce. Nice to see you. Can I ask, just straight off the bat here, I mean, do you like the idea that's being proposed here, free public transport for a year?
Yeah, of course I love it. As a rail campaigner, you know, we want more people to use public transport. Obviously, the price of $17 billion means it almost certainly isn't going to happen. But I think, you know, it's an idea worth exploring. I don't know whether you know, but in Luxembourg, for example, public transport is free and has been for about 5 years. So it can be done if you have the political will.
Germany, it's just a few pounds to cross the whole country by rail, I believe.
Yeah. I mean, you know, there is a more general point. You know, we do have in this country amongst the most expensive rail fares in the world. You know, it's outrageous. And actually something happened last month which no one noticed, which is that rail fares didn't go up, which made a refreshing change after year after year after year after year of inflation-busting rail fares. You know, there was a tiny, tiny step in the right direction. Obviously, drivers will complain about the war on the motorist, but what about the war on the poor old train passenger? You know, we've been having these, you know, expensive rail fares for decades, and it looks like the government has been trying to price us off the railway, and we need to start moving in the opposite direction.
I mean, I'm inclined to agree on that last point about being priced off, as I use the trains a lot. I did think it was interesting that within all the figures that the Telegraph throw out to sort of rain down on the idea, you know, it's going to cost $17 billion, they didn't find space to mention that our bus operators alone receive £1.8 billion in taxpayer subsidy. So I'd like to think there was some wriggle room for maybe reducing fares, if not making them free.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think it's great that they've opened up the debate, and you know, for campaigners like us, we want to keep pushing for, you know, freer, not cheaper, not free. I mean, there's another example as well. You might be old enough to remember. I mean, the fares fair thing that Ken Livingstone introduced in London, and that was successful. You know, that in the sense that. Prices were reduced, public transport became much more affordable and attractive, and the passenger numbers went up. So, you know, there's clear evidence that if you make public transport more attractive, you know, build it and they will come, as it were.
Yeah.
And you have the benefits of reduced pollution and reduced congestion, and everyone's a winner, really.
Bruce Williamson from Rail Future, pleasure talking to you. And if the owners of our bus company down in Devon are listening, give us a service on Sunday. Come on, I don't want to go and drive my car to the station, pay for parking. I want to go on the bus. No buses on a Sunday.